This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Well, my co-host today, which I've never had a co-host before, but I have one today, is Zeke Stout from MGS.edu, MGS Trade School.
Never before?
I've never had a co-host, no.
Wow.
All these other shows, it's just been me. I have guests come on the show and everything. I do the back and forth, but I mean, it's never been one of these things where I've actually, now you have always, well, no, you haven't always worked with a co-host, but like, a lot of people out there have heard of the Talking Lead podcast, which you were the founder of the Talking Lead podcast, and that was you and a partner. Is it easier to do media when you got somebody to bounce off of and bounce ideas across, like playing an intellectual game of ping pong, if you will?
I have done a solo show 4 times. 2 of them were on your show. And
right?
It is, I think maybe if I did it for a while, I could get the hang of it, but it's tough because you get used to being able to bounce stuff off. Like, I don't know if your show is completely planned or laid out or not, but if I've got a outline, say, that's what I did the first time I did your show. In the first hour, I went by the outline, and it went smooth. Then all of a sudden, I went, there was a lot of that noise going on.
Right.
And I realized, oh, wow, I'm used to having Marty, from Talking Lead, or I'm used to having Vanessa with Projectile Dysfunction, or even the engineer that we had on Projectile Dysfunction, if Vanessa couldn't come, he and I would bounce back and forth.
Right.
Well, when you don't have that, it's tougher, but it might be because I'm used to it, right? It might be because I'm used to going, hey, Bill, what do you think about this? And then you can talk while you're talking, I'm writing down and preparing my rebuttal kind of thing. So
my format is, I get some show prep together. I know what I'm going to talk about. Sometimes I talk about it in the order I have it set up. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm sort of, if it begins to grate on my own nerves. The thing about radio versus podcast is that with radio, the audience is changing every 18 minutes, but you have to be mindful of what you're doing. Because even though the radio audience is changing, people are going to go get the podcast after the radio broadcast. So there has to be a sense of continuity in there, and you can't just be repetitive for the people that are getting the podcast just because the radio thing's changing every 18 minutes. So it's not really a challenge. It's just, just trying to keep the stuff going and all the other stuff. But, I don't think I've ever had something where I set up and said, I'm going to have a co-host today. No. Nope.
And now you do.
I do today, yes. I do today.
Yeah.
Zeke at some point. We got a few things we got to do technically to get him in the groove and everything else, but at some point Zeke will be running this show by himself as my guest host. Just cuz. Because when I said, hey, MGS, AMG is come and sponsor my show. I said, Zeke, if you come and sponsor my show, you'll be my exclusive guest host. So now I got to fill that in a little bit. Plus, we got some video podcasts to do too. I've been actually testing stuff for that.
Have you? Nice.
I have indeed. So, we got a few minutes here. Let's. What do you think about what's going on in Sacramento? We can dispense with this really quick because of what's happened with it. Because that's going to be another one of those. It'll be like that grocery store shooting in Colorado. That suddenly went away when they figured out, well, this wasn't a white guy shooting. The way they have politicized life is it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there is a there, most big media outlets, there might be, you know, a racial aspect that they look for, but I think the biggest thing that we'll see this go away with is they're not going to be able to jump on the, you know, fan wagon, because guess what? The ones he used, they're not legal in California. So it's kind of simple. Your laws that California have didn't work. You know, everybody wants to put all these laws in place and ban these types of guns and ban these capacity magazines. And when it boils down to it, it didn't work. I mean, this is an example, and it's horrible tragedy that happened, but it's an example that the laws are only going to be in place for law-abiding citizens. And I hate that that has become a cliche, because it's really a truth. You know, if a law is put in place, I'm going to obey it. I'm a law-abiding citizen. You know?
Well, I'll tell you the problem with it now. I'll tell you the problem with it now. Back in the days when I was a kid and there was three networks and, you know, they could get away with that stuff where they would say, this law's for this and this law's for that. But we know that California has 107 gun laws on the books. We know that they are the most, it is very strenuous to own a gun in California. It is no joke to try to be a lawful gun owner in California. Assault weapons ban has been in place for decades. They reshaped what is the AR-15 to where it looks like you're like, wow, was this near some high heat source or something? they've gone through so many iterations. They don't have the same guns available to them that we do because they have a Department of Justice safety list.
Right.
Micro stamping, ammunition background checks, red flag laws, gun seizures, squads, all this other stuff. Now, if they try to put one out there, it's not about public safety, and it's not about them. They can't even get out there and say, well, we're going to stop crime because, well, we see how much crime this stopped. It also confirms something that John Farnham told me at SHOT Show in 2020, though.
What's that?
He told me that if I was at home in my bed at 10 p.m. every night, I would never get in no trouble. And I think this happened at 2 a.m. California time. But that's all beside the point. You are correct about that. But the thing is, Zeke, is that these people keep voting the same politicians in that keep trying the same stupid nonsense. The blue states that are sporadically dropped, or the coastal areas and everything else, all they got to do is look at other states. Look at Tennessee.
Yep. Yep.
Look at Tennessee.
I think we're living in a world with social media and even the grasp, I mean, the word, the hold that media in general has on the population, not just on the left, on the right too, to sway us in ways that they want us to be swayed. You know, both sides do it. You know, I've heard some extreme right stuff that I'm going, wait, that's not right, and why are we arguing that? It just makes us look stupid. And then you hear some extreme left stuff, and you're like, that makes you look stupid. And you start to go, huh, if everybody looks stupid, then we all continuously fight with each other and get it. They get away with whatever they want at the top.
Hang on right there. You know? Hold that thought. We'll continue this when we get back. Talking with Zeke Studdy is co-hosting with me today. When we get back, we'll talk more about this media thing. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again by Zeke Stout out of Memphis, Tennessee, MGS Trade School. And also,
yes,
multimedia personality. I know we were talking about something else, but
we were talking about media.
We were talking about media, but I mean, you've been involved in more in different types of media than I've been involved in. I have flirted with the online TV thing, which is not the same as the regular TV thing. What did you think of the regular TV thing?
Do you want my professional answer or what I really felt?
Well, I mean, you've been, okay. Like, you've been a radio host before. And everybody, yeah. The running joke out there is that every radio guy thinks he can be a TV guy.
Right.
And, well, I don't know that that's actually the case. But now you're the only one that I know personally that's actually gone out and tried to do that. So tell me your real opinion.
It was the most fun I've ever had working on a job. The crew was great. The producers were great. Our showrunner was fantastic, Brian Michelle. It was a really fun time. It's when the corporate stuff started coming into play. You know,
you've
been around me. I'm a goofball. I'm not this serious robotic guy that tells you this is how you should do it. Nice hand the world. And that's what the corporate people wanted. And I'm kind of like, that's not how I auditioned. So why do you, if you pick me off the audition, why do you want me to be something else?
Right.
And I get it. They've done TV for years and years and years and years, and they think that's what worked. Well, guess what? Online is kicking their butts right now, whether it's Netflix or Hulu or YouTube or anything else. And they should kind of go with that and let people be themselves, because people's, you know, full you-know-what meters are off the chart thanks to social media. People can tell when you're being fake. People can tell when you're being yourself. And there was a lot of aspects of the way they refilmed it, you know, where I couldn't just be goofy me, where I was very robotic and, hey, you have 6 hours and blah, 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 to kind of make it that way. The biggest thing that I didn't like is with YouTube, and for the most part, when you have a radio show, you kind of hear it. You're controlling it. You know where it needs to go. You know how to get it there. If you're interviewing somebody, you know how to lead them down that path. But with TV, it's a little bit different because it's all how the executives want you to present things.
Right.
Right? So you don't have a whole lot of control. And even if you do the segments on the show in a certain way and you want them to show up that way, then you see it air on television, and it's completely different. Like, they completely changed it, and you had zero control of it. So I think it was fun filming it. The stress that came afterwards was a little rough. I'm used to, you know, anytime I work, if something gets screwed up, I work harder to fix it. If I don't know how to fix it, I hire somebody to fix it or learn how to fix it. In TV, if it goes to air and it's screwed up, that's it. It's done. You don't.
Yeah, but it's not
anymore.
On you. It's not on you, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, technically it's not, but public perception is.
Yeah.
It's different. You know.
Just out of curiosity.
And I'm not saying that people complain, but, you know, that's just how it works.
Just out of curiosity, do you happen to know what kind of cameras they filmed that with?
Most of them were Sony. It's funny because I talked to our director of photography, great guy. And, you know, you always hear about the red cameras, these $300,000, $400,000 cameras. And I said, oh, are y'all using reds? And he just laughed. And I was like, what? He goes, red is like a marketing company. They really don't have high-quality cameras. I mean, yes, they're better than a handy cam, but they don't have high-end stuff like some of the high-end Sonys do. And he kind of showed me some side-by-side comparisons, and I was blown away. But, yeah, they they have some high-end Sonys that we use, I believe. I think they had, I want to say we had two high-speed cameras for those slow-mo sections.
Right.
And those are good, you know, those are a good $500,000.
You have to run those with a computer.
Oh, yeah. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. When you see those slow-mo segments of me chopping a piece of wood or a block of ice, you have to get it right, and you have to have the lighting right. Otherwise, you're throwing it out the window because there's so much time involved in filming that three-second shot.
Yeah.
And then it has to render, and that takes time, and the computer processing power that goes through. It's pretty amazing. I can't explain it, but it's pretty wild.
In the next segment, I'm going to tell you what I thought about these kind of things because I have a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I film my primary camera that I film with right now is the Canon XF605, which is this gigantic professional grade camcorder. I was using Sony stuff, except the problem with Sony stuff is that with Sony stuff, you're turning this on, you're trying to get your focus and everything else. With the Canon, with this particular camera, I flip open the LCD, I hit the on button, everything's happening. And if I hit the record button, I'm catching it. Right? So
that's why I use the Canon Vixia.
You just press
record.
Yep. And but I want to float something past your bow because you've been through this before and everything else. And what was the name of that TV? That show, the Discovery Channel show?
Master of Arms on Discovery Channel.
Yes. I think I've got a publicity still for the thumbnail for the podcast. You're using it looks like you have a big old Barrett, which with the good thing about Zeke is when he's got a Barrett, for most other people, that would look like an AR.
It looks like a Ruger 1022 for me.
It looks like a Ruger 1022. I mean, yeah, it's a relatively small gun for Zeke. So, I'm not going to tell you this as we go to the break. That would be cruel. But I will tell you what I think about every time I see you standing next to people. When we get back, tell everybody how to find MGS Gun School, Trade School.
Go to mgs.edu, and if you want more information, just click on the more information now, or you can even enroll now when you see it. It's affordable where a lot of people will go and do it.
Do they still have a place where they stream the Discovery show?
I think they stream it on the Discovery app. At one point, you could get it on Amazon Prime and Hulu. I don't know if you still can or if you have to pay for it or not, but yeah, it's out there.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NATO and its allies have increased support to Ukraine. In Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a significant number of countries are standing with Ukraine against Russian aggression.
With each day, more and more credible reports of rape, killings, torture are emerging.
He says he is committed to following through on delivering equipment to Ukraine. At least two people are dead in a shooting attack in one of Israel's main cities. Reports say shots rang out in several locations of Dizengoff Street in the center of Tel Aviv. The Jerusalem Post saying several other people are hurt. Israel has deployed hundreds of troops to the scene. Over 25,000 people are expected at the Miami Beach Convention Center today through Saturday for Bitcoin 2022. USA Radio News. The Senate on Thursday voted to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, capping off weeks of tough scrutiny and heated debates over the nominee's qualifications. The final vote was 53-47. A judge is acquitting a federal defense contractor on January 6 charges. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry in our West Coast News Bureau.
A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping that in my life I get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to my co-host today, and that is one young Zeke Stout. How old are you, Zeke? Don't worry, you're not older than me.
I'm young.
I know you are.
I'm young.
I just want to figure out how much younger you are.
If I say it enough times, do I actually become younger? Because I don't feel it.
Here, okay.
I'm going to be 46 next week.
Well, you know, I'm going to be 61 next week.
Oh, so yeah, I'm young.
Yes, you are. You win that contest. You come out on top.
Sweet.
On that contest. That's cool. One thing that I have thought when Zeke and I were talking offline the other day, and we're not going to get into too many numbers, but doing a TV show, unless they hire you to do a TV show, is a very expensive undertaking.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I have long thought that if I knew the right guys and I could do the sell where I get out there and say, listen, we're going to do something that's going to be awesome. You're not going to make a dime doing it. We're going to have to work our butts off to make it work. If I found enough people to do that, right, I think I have the tools here to do a fairly professional-looking online show.
Yeah. I think you could. but we're back to the we're going to work our butts off and we're not going to make a dime.
Yeah, that part of it. That's the that's the stout part of it, if you will. Don't mind me using your name. There's a couple things, but I mean, like when Zeke's talking about some of these higher end, like if you guys were using the Venice, the Sony Venice, wow, that's a five figure camera, yeah.
Each of our episodes cost $4 million a week, and we did 8 episodes.
$4 million.
Yep, I believe it was either 2 or 4. I can't remember the exact number. And I know that's a big difference, but I'm pretty sure it's $4 million.
$4 million. So
you got to think you had the salaries of me, Ashley, and Trent, and Nick. Which was not a lot. That's another thing, misconception. You don't get rich doing TV. You don't make a whole lot the first season either. But then we had a camera crew. I think we had 20-something camera guys. We had 4 or 5 production assistants. We had a director. We had a director of photography. We had executive producers. We had meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. We had our hotel room. I mean, it's an expensive undertaking to do stuff like that.
Where'd you have to go to film it?
We filmed it up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is ironic because that's where MGS main offices are.
Yeah. So, right, when I was
technically it was Bath, Pennsylvania, but yeah.
Like, he was talking about the slow motion cameras they use. The thing about slow motion, whenever you see slow motion, you have to understand that like what Zeke was using was doing thousands of frames per second. The trick is that when you're using that many frames per second, it looks very, very dim unless you have something like a computer-assisted camera, like these high-end slow-motion cameras are. Otherwise, it's just really, really dim. Or you have to have it so you have to, have the sun right on top of it.
Yep.
Outdoors is no issue. Outdoors is no issue, though. But like the other day,
even the computer-assisted, you have to have it lit pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. But I found out something the other day. Like, I have a couple of GoPros. I have a couple of the 9 and the 10. Right? Now, indoors, they're garbage. I mean, they work okay, but they're pretty much garbage. But you get outside. You get outside in some good light, and they're filming 5.3K.
Wow.
And it's sharp as a tack, and it gets the color science right each time. And it'll do 240 frames per second in 2.7K, which is still sharp enough to go, wow, that's really sharp for slow motion.
Sure.
So that's why I'm sitting around here going, I probably got all of my cameras combined probably don't cost as much as one of the lenses that went on one of those Sonys. But if I could just find a bunch of... I don't want to use a term. If I could just use a bunch of... if I could find a bunch of guys that were willing to do something based on their passion, if it was a passion project for them, I think that production value-wise, I could probably come close to it.
Well, if you get on the right platform and you make something that... And you and I had this conversation the other day, too. If you make something that people watch and enjoy, and you bring the butts in the seats... Then if it's the right platform, you can make it very lucrative for you because there's a lot of pay-per-play cable networks. And what that means is, I want $100,000 for our, Saturday night at 8 p.m. slot per year. And that's all they want. That's how they generate the revenue. They get their pay-per-play. All the ad revenue is yours. Well, guess what? If you make a very popular television show, you can sell that ad revenue for a lot. And if you've already paid your $100,000, then everything else is gravy on top of that. I mean, outside of the cost of filming, whatever you have to do with that. But, it's the key is having a good show because there's a lot of shows that come out on pay-per-play platforms that just aren't good. It's just somebody had the money and they want to do a TV show and it's like, ugh. But then they own that slot as long as they keep paying that amount.
Right. But you got to go through that first season of $100,000 with nothing coming in, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, I mean, if you start getting the ratings and they're showing pretty high, then you could probably start selling some advertising on your social media and stuff.
Yeah. So let me put this out right now. Anybody out there, any one of you that is fool enough to loan me $400,000, I will put together a TV show with the lowest overhead you've ever seen in your life. I'm just going to need that money just to get on the network. None of that will be coming to me. Apparently, that would be what I had to pay. See, I'm going to tell you why I'd like to shoot video with you. I would like to shoot video with you simply because of the size
you
difference.
You have to stand on a box.
No, I'm not going to be standing on a box. Because of the size difference. I think the size difference would be, it would be hilarious. No, I would not be standing on a box. Every time I see you beside somebody that's not standing on a box, I got to tell you, though, this is what I wasn't going to tell you at the end of the, but we're already coming up on the end of this segment. But I always think about those messing with Bigfoot Jack Lynx commercials whenever I see you next to a normal statured person. Just that difference in size, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know. And I think that in and of itself would be gold. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. Tell everybody how to find MGS.
It's mgs.edu. Go on there and request more info or enroll now. Just mgs.edu.
More info. It's going to be very inexpensive. You're going to get a brand new trade out of it. It's MGS is a trade school.
Yes.
Go check them out at the very least. More of me and Zeke Stout when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Zeke Stout. He is my co-host today, although he's going to have to split after this. He won't get to, you won't get to partake of 1911 University.
Yeah.
Do you like the 19? Yes. Do you like 1911 platforms?
I do. As far as accuracy, fun to shoot, probably one of the most beautiful handguns made, and your guest coming up is one of the top ones making the beautiful ones and accurate. I am clumsy and forgetful. And so as far as a carry weapon, I don't need a safety because I will be that guy. It's like, click, oops, safety, I'm dead.
The thing about Joe Chambers and the guns that he sends out, when he sends out a gun, his 1911 is one of the few that you'll ever have to get that doesn't have to be broken in.
Really? Nice.
There is no metal on metal when you're running the slide.
Oh, wow.
If when he sent me mine... They zeroed mine on a 200-yard gong.
Wow. I just might have to pick me up one of those.
Well, I mean, you'll have to get on the list. I mean, he's probably already sold out everything that he's going to build this year. Because they only build about 125, 150 guns a year.
But that's a good thing, though, because I may not be able to afford it right now. So by the time my name comes along the list, maybe I'll be able to afford it.
I don't know. All that TV money you were socking away during the Discovery show, I'm sure you could probably buy 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah, you know how many times I would get after that show aired? They're like, "Yeah, you must be a millionaire now." I'm like, nah. I'm not even a 100,000-aire.
The thing about Joe's guns, if you look at any other gun out there, though, and this is a thing that I'm see with the striker fired guns, I think this is a great time to be buying a gun in the United States because a lot of people are going to striker fired, and I don't know of any striker fired guns that are junk. Now you may, but I mean.
From the R1 Striker Fire? I can't remember.
Was that the Remington one?
Yeah, the one that, you know, got blasted.
Yeah, but I'm talking about it's for sale now.
Oh, gotcha. No, I don't think there is.
Well,
even the High Points run, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the Taurus guns, the G3, supposedly a very good gun, but it's $250. But from there, you go to Glock. But I mean, Glock has all kinds of competition now. They got Sig, they got Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson redid, you know, they got 2.0. There are very few striker fired guns that are not junk. All of them are actually pretty good. I think it just comes down to personal preference. But with the 1911 guns, there's a lot of companies out there that purport to do custom work.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that I know of a couple of them that I'm not going to name by name. I'm not going to drop a name on them. But, I mean, I know that they're selling $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 guns that are not custom.
Right. They're mass produced.
Well, no, it's not that they're mass-produced. They have very little engineering problems. If they were mass-produced and they were coming to you and they were completely reliable and everything else, if you wanted to run that gun, that's one thing. But, I mean, there's, like, the thing with Joe. This is the thing about Joe. Joe's methodology is all based on math.
Gotcha.
So when he's setting up a barrel, when he's fitting a slide, when he's fitting the barrel to the slide, when he's doing all those little things, when he's getting the trigger pull where he wants it to go, everything's based on math. And everything is repetitive. His measurements are always repetitive. Now, most of these custom gun shops, right? Because, like, if I post something about... I've had the pleasure of shooting three now, counting mine. Three Chambers guns. They're just that rare. There's probably not 1,000 in the United States today. With Joe, when a gun finally leaves and goes to whoever has ordered it, right, they probably put between 40 and 65 hours into that one gun.
Wow.
Where in any other, quote, custom shop, they probably built X amount of guns in 40 to 65 hours.
Wow.
So, that's what separates them. And now, interestingly enough, in this particular space, I find this just hilarious for the market overall. The guy who's the chief gunsmith at Staccato, trained with Joe Chambers, under the same guy.
Oh, nice.
So what they did is they figured out, okay, it cannot have any more tolerance than this, and it cannot be any tighter or restrictive than this. And now all of their guns come within those two parameters. So while they're not custom to where they're all hand-fitted and everything and meticulous, at the same time they figured out the high-end, low-end that they can ship out. They just work.
All right.
And those 300 law enforcement agencies have adopted the Staccato guns, as expensive as they are.
They're making phenomenal products right now, especially in the competition world. Man, I want one of those bad for the competition world.
Well, if you get a hold of one, try to get a hold of the P, because that would be the good competition gun, unless you get the XL, which would be a better competition gun, but that's just because it's longer. But I just find that interesting, that where you have the low end of what could be considered custom, and then you got everybody in between, and then you got Joe. And where Joe's price point is, he probably should be charging more. Because everybody else is charging the same thing he's charging is not putting out what he's putting out.
Right.
That's fascinating to me.
But that's how you build a good reputation.
Yeah, well, Joe's reputation is he just did a 10 example series in conjunction with Knight's Armament. where he built a handgun to go along with the Knights Armament rifle, which was some sort of special commemorative. I think the packages started at the rifle pistol combo was like $15,000. They sold them out 5 minutes after they announced them.
Oh, I bet.
That's crazy. That's the crime. That's craziness, man. But anyway. Well, before you have to take off, we need to do this again. I need to find somebody who's actually run a show on the board op end with Mumble, and see if we can make that work. Because now that you've got I need to send you some paperwork just so you know what time we're going out and coming back in and everything. But
yeah,
you seem to be there pretty good, and I mean maybe Vanessa could join you or something.
Yeah, I could actually have her on. She'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That would kickstart her to get back into the projectile dysfunction.
Well, we don't have to tell her that we're thinking about that way, though.
No. Just say, do the show with me. Okay.
Send me her phone number. I'll call her and ask her.
Okay, I'll do it.
I don't think I have her number. I'll have to look. I don't know if I have one of the Mandrill girls' phone number. That would be sort of cool, anyway. Tell everybody how to find MGS Trade School one more time, please, sir.
Go to mgs.edu, and, of course, you'll be able to see all the programs that we have, the different courses you'll take, the tools you'll get in the package. You'll get to see a lot of the student work on there. We've got some student testimonials. You can even apply online right then and there, enroll now, and you can also request more information there. So it's just ngs.edu.
Zeke Stout, everybody, thank you for joining me today. We will do this again soon.
Yes, sir. Absolutely right. Will.
Next up is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.